I stood in the shadows of a deserted shopfront, across from the Blood and Brew pub, trying not to be obvious as I tucked my black leather pants up where they belonged. This is pathetic, I thought, eyeing the rain-emptied street. I was way too good for this. Apprehending unlicensed and black art witches was my usual line of work, as it takes a witch to catch a witch. But the streets were quieter than usual this week. Everyone who could make it was at the West Coast for our yearly convention, leaving me with this gem of a run. A simple snag and drag. It was just the luck of the turn that had put me here in the darkened rain. Who am I kidding? I whispered, pulling the strap of my bag farther up my shoulder. I hadn't been sent to tag a witch in a month. Unlicensed, white, dark, or otherwise. Bringing in the mare's son for wearing outside of a full moon probably hadn't been the best idea. A sleek car turned the corner, looking black in the buzz of the Mercury street lamp. This was the third time around the block for it. A grimace tightened my face as it approached, slowing. Coraline discovered the door a little while after they moved into the house. It was a very old house. It had an attic under the roof, and a cellar under the ground, and an overgrown garden with huge old trees in it. Coraline's family didn't own all of the house. It was too big for that. Instead, they owned part of it. There were other people who lived in the old house. Miss Spink and Miss Forcible lived in the flat below Coraline's on the ground floor. They were both old and round, and they lived in their flat with a number of aging Highland Terriers who had names like Hamish and Andrew and Jock. Once upon a time, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible had been actresses, as Miss Spink told Coraline the first time she met her.
"You see, Caroline,"
Miss Spink said, getting Coraline's name wrong.
"Both myself and Miss Forcible were famous actresses in our time. We trod the boards, lovey. Oh, don't let Hamish eat the fruitcake, or he'll be up all night with his tummy."
"It's Coraline, not Caroline, Coraline," said Coraline.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. "Keep ancient lands, your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door."